We've all heard the phrase, if you stop growing, you start dying, or variations on that, I'm sure. And it applies to every business today. Whether we are in a recession, whether we are dealing with a pandemic, it doesn't mean you have to stand still. It means you have to continue to move forward and grow and develop your business, find new customers, find new products, find new services, find new territories, but continue to push and drive for better revenues, for more profitable business. And there are a number of reasons why companies fail to grow. There are a number of reasons why companies fail to thrive, even in uncertain times. And we've written an article, it's a very short article, it's available on the Mission 23 website, and we've identified 9 key areas where businesses fail to grow. And these are split down into, from the business point of view, into sales, into marketing, and into operations. Yes, there is the product as well, we understand that, but if you've got the wrong product, that's probably arguably a result of the wrong feedback in marketing or the wrong business operations, not understanding what the customers need. But cutting across sales, cutting across marketing, cutting across operations, we also have the customers, the business itself, and very importantly, the leadership. So those kind of three of sales, marketing, operations, combined with customer, business, and leadership give a 9-box grid of the main reasons why companies fail to grow. Now, there are exceptions in every case, and there are companies that have grown exponentially and still failed, and that's because it's the wrong type of growth. Growing that is not sustainable, growing that is not adding profitably to the business is not growth. Okay, that's not growth. That is just fattening up something. And we hear recently, in 2012, zombification of companies. A lot of companies out there really shouldn't be around. And it's not a nice thing to have to say. But they're just surviving on handouts. They're surviving on extending loans. They're surviving on refinancing. So something fundamentally is wrong with those companies. And COVID-19 and the recession that follows is going to drive a lot of those companies to the wall, which is a shame for those people who work there. But the reality is, they perhaps don't deserve to survive. And that's a pretty strong thing to have to say. But of the 9 reasons why companies fail to grow, I think, if we look at first of all, the sales side, are you exploiting the total customer base that you could? Not just the customers you have today, not just the territories and regions you have today, but are you exploiting the customers you could have for tomorrow? Are you in the right territories? Are you selling the right products? Are you talking to all of your potential customers? Now, sometimes the cost of acquisition of a customer is too much, but at least understand and expand your view of the total customer base so that you can focus on where it makes sense. And it could be in your current customer base, there is business that is not significantly profitable. And actually, maybe that's something where you should spend less time. From the business point of view, does the sales team really understand the industry, the sector, the territory that it is operating in? Does it really need to know not just what the competitors are doing, but where's the direction of the future of the industry? But the most important thing, and where leadership in sales lets us down, is learning to say no. And at some point you're going to say, well, hang on a minute, you're talking about growth and now you're saying no. And absolutely. Because every time you say no to a pursuit, an opportunity, every time you say no to a deal, it's because there's something better there, or because it's taking up too much time, or because it's just not the right kind of business. And it's very, very difficult for salespeople to say no. The general salespeople that I've met through my career tend to be a more than half full kind of person, and leadership is often challenged to say no. So sales understanding the customer base, the business, the industry, the sector, and when to pursue deals and when to say and say no is the first reason why companies can potentially fail. The second reason why companies can fail to grow is down to marketing. Are you communicating well the right product and services to your customers? to the future customers, to potential customers? Does the marketing team understand not just the markets and the business and the industry you operate in, but what the competition is doing? Are you using a competitive advantage to get your message across differently? Are you penetrating further with your marketing message than your competition? And from a leadership point of view, how is your marketing performing? Is it proactive or is it responsive? Are you driving? Are you leading with the message? We've heard a lot over 2020 about content marketing and how important that is, and how that we should take the message to the customer, not with sales in mind, but to educate them on who we are. How are you performing on that? Within the business itself, the business operations, you know, what is the overall customer strategy? It amazes me that companies today don't have a customer strategy. They have a business strategy, they have a finance strategy. What is your customer strategy? What business are you going after? What businesses do you not want? What territories do you want to play in? What partners, what complementary services do you want to build? What is your strategy for your customers? Obviously, finance within the business operations, finance is key. You don't necessarily need to go out to the market and borrow money, but understanding where you are financially, understanding the financial KPIs, and being able to measure performance. Are you winning the right business? In terms of leadership operations, do you have the right leadership? And do you have the right management style, the right management techniques, the right leadership to take you forward? Now, this has been a very, very, very quick rush through 9 key reasons why companies fail to grow. There is a short few minutes article on the Mission 23 website, which just doesn't give you the answers, but it raises lots of questions for you to ask. Questions you should be asking about yourself, your company, your team, your management, about where you're going, what you're doing. Questions you need to ask of your customers, your existing customers, questions you need to ask of your competitors. So please feel free to use that resource, feel free to use this resource, and hopefully it's given you something to think about. Because failure to growth is the way that companies will die. And you need to continue growing. You need to continue developing your business, developing your products and services, and becoming bigger and more profitable in order to survive. There are 9 areas we've identified as the reasons why companies fail to grow. And maybe we'll come back to them one at a time and address them individually. But hopefully that's given you something to think about. You know, where are you with your sales and what that means to your customers, to the business, and how is your sales leadership? Where are you with marketing? How are you communicating your products and services? Are you leading the conversation? And do you understand what your competitors are doing? And are you proactive or are you responsive? And the third thing is your overall operational strategy, your leadership and your finances, and understanding those. So it's those 9 areas where you need to focus. I hope this has been useful. I just want to give you something to think about. Are you doing the right thing to continue to grow your business? If not, we can help. If you are, or you still have questions, or you want help with answering these questions, then please contact us. We're Mission 23. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.